Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, Text Number 41, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 19, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation. My dear Lord, you are transcendentally situated on the other side of the river of death. We are suffering on this side of the river of death on account of the resultant action of our own activities and have thus fallen in this river. We are suffering the pangs of repeated birth, death, and awful arrangements. Not only me, but on behalf of all others in suffering conditions, kindly see upon them, and out of your causeless mercy and compassion, deliver us and thus maintain us.
Evam sakarma patitam bhavavaitaranyam annanna janma marana sanabhita vitam pasan janam sapara vigrahavairamaitram antiti parasarapitihi muramadhyā.
So this is our material condition of life. Prahlad Maharaj is describing one after another. So, sometimes foolish person accuse God that why He has put us into this miserable condition, different states, status of life, somebody is rich, somebody is poor, somebody is diseased, somebody is healthy, and so many varieties. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Keshavatva jagata vichitra. Vichitra means varieties. So, if God is kind, oh, why He has made so many varieties? This is not the common question you meet. You are preaching, they inquire like this. Why God is not kind to everyone? Why He has made this distinction? So this is not God's creation. You should know that it is My creation. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Evam sakarma patitam. Just like a man is condemned to death, in the court, the judge gives the judgment that this murderer should be hanged. So, it is not the judge that he is giving order to the murderer to be hanged. It is the murderer who has created his situation to be hanged. This is the matter. Not that the judge is partial, he is giving order to somebody that he must get degree for $2 million, he must have it. And another man is condemned to death. It is not that the judge is partial, he is giving somebody $2 million and somebody is ordered to be hanged. The judge is impartial. Jeta thamang prakatvrantita karmana daivanatrena. This is the version. We act according to our whims, and the resultant action is there immediately. The nature's law, God's law, is there. We have got experience that if we infect some disease, contaminous disease, then we must suffer from that disease. So it is not God's creation that somebody is suffering from some painful condition and somebody is enjoying. No. We infect ourselves with some contamination. Because this world, this material world, is full of contamination. Full of contamination. That's like when there is epidemic, the whole situation is contagious. Therefore one has to take vaccine, injection to protect himself. So anyone who has come to this material world must know that he has come in a place which is a place of epidemic. So you must have to remain very cautious, otherwise you will have to suffer. So in different ages, in different times, different types of medicines and vaccines are recommended. But in this age, Kali, it is so dangerously contaminated that no other process of medicine will act. What is then the rescue? The only medicine is Harinama. Therefore, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Nibhagya. This is only medicine. To become free from the infection, this Harinama is the only medicine. Bhavaushadhi. Aushadhi means medicine. Parikrit Maharaj says, Harinama, this chanting of Hare Krishna, is not meant for the conditioned soul, because as soon as one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he immediately becomes free from the contagious position. There is a verse, Eka Hari Name Jato Pap Hare, Papi Hoye Tato Pap Koribare Nare. Once chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful that all the sinful reaction of life immediately gone. You have read the life of Ajami. He was very, very sinful. He committed so many sinful activities. But at the last moment, he simply chanted Narayana. Immediately he became free. Immediately Vishnu Dutta came to rescue him from the hands of the Jamadutta. See what is the power of chanting the holy name. So this is fact, that if we chant Hare Krishna, we immediately become free from all contamination of this material world. Provided we don't commit it. That is required. Then we finish all the resultant action of contamination of this material life, provided we remain without being fallen again. Therefore there is dasavidha nama parap. You know, 10 kinds of offenses. So if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, being careful not to commit the 10 kinds of offenses, then you are immediately liberated. The most dangerous offense is namnat balat jasahi papa buddhi. If we think, I am so fortunate, I have got this harina, and it can vanquish all kinds of sinful reaction, so a very good instrument. So I go on committing all kinds of sinful activities and chant it. Then it will be neutralized. This is the most dangerous offense. Namna bala jasahi papa buddhi. Because I know that by chanting Hare Krishna I shall be free from all resultant action of sinful. So let me go on and throughout whole day I shall commit all kinds of sinful activities And in the evening, I shall chant Hare Krishna. Everything will be finished. This rascal Ram is very, very dangerous. You must be very careful. Don't take Hare Krishna mantra as an instrument to neutralize your sinfulness. Don't take it. It is a fact that as soon as you are initiated with Hare Krishna mantra, you become free, but don't commit it again. Aranarema. Just like Jagai Madhai. Jagai Madhai was most dangerously sinful person, and they surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know the story that he injured, both the brothers injured Nityananda Prabhu. Still Nityananda Prabhu was so persistent that he decided that in spite of all the faults of these two persons, I shall deliver. So when he was injured by these two brothers, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very, very angry, and he immediately called for his chakra to kill these sinners. But Nityananda Prabhu requested, my dear Lord, in this incarnation, you promise that you will not take any weapon to kill. So don't kill them, have mercy on them. This is Vaishnava. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became pacified. In the meantime, these two brothers fell on the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Sir, excuse us and save us in this way. They became surrendered. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made one condition, that you have committed so many sinful activities, I shall excuse them immediately, provided you promise that you will not commit again. This is initiation. This is called initiation, that to the spiritual master or Krishna we surrender, he immediately excuses all sinful reaction of life. But if we commit again and again, that is not very good proposal. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we become immediately free, undoubtedly. But if we take it as an instrument for committing sinful activities, then the danger is there. Just like in the Christianity, there is a process of confession.
Yes.
That throughout the whole week, we commit all sinful activities. And on Sunday, he simply agreed or what is called? I have committed, yes. I have committed these sins and give some fine. This process is not good. We should not do that. Confession. Yes, sir. I think in your country there was a movement, moral rearmament. Their process was that you commit sinful activities, but you confess. Then it will be neutralized. That was the formula. But I don't think it was successful. It could not be successful. That is not possible. Process is that by my karma, I have become sinful. Now, I have got the remedial measure, chanting of Hare Krishna, but I shall not commit again. Then it is successful. Then it is successful. Immediate. Namnath Mulajam, but we should not take advantage of it. So here Prahlad Maharaj say, evam sakarma patitam. By my own sinful activities, I am now in this condition, status of life, in this material world. It is not created by God. We create. Karmana daiva netre, no? God the supreme authority, just like Yamaraj, he is there, representative of God. He gives his judgment, what kind of body you'll have to accept after death. Therefore, this atheist class of man, they deny to accept the next birth. But that is not the fact. The next birth is there. The example is very nicely given by Krishna. Dehinasmin yatha dehi kaumara yovanam jara tatha dehantara prapti virasvatthana. So, if a child, now there are so many boys, that if he says, no, I will not become a young man. I shall remain a child. That is not possible. He has to change his body. There is no question that he does not like to change his body. No, he must. So similarly, this body, when it is finished, you may say, I don't believe there is another body, but there is, must. Exactly like that. That a young man, he may think, this body is very nice, I am enjoying, I shall not become old man. No, you must become. That is the law. You cannot say. Similarly, after death, when this body is finished, you must have another body. Tathādehāntara prāpti. And who is speaking? The Supreme Law, the Supreme Person. He is speaking. The Supreme Authority. And if you, by your ordinary reason, you try to understand that what is the law, and the very simple example is given there, so there is life, you cannot deny it. There is life. Now, that life, that body is not in your hand. At the present moment, where the life is there, you are very proud of your knowledge, you are very impudent to accept the existence of God. You can do that foolishly. But after that, you are completely under the control of nature. You cannot avoid. Just like when you are foolish, you can say, I don't believe in the government's law, whatever I shall do. But when you are arrested, then everything is finished. Then simply slap and choose. That's all. So we are so foolish that we do not believe in the next life. That is simply foolishness. There is next life. Especially when Krishna says, you can say we don't believe, you don't believe and not believe. It doesn't matter. You are under the laws of nature. Pratityamanani gunaikarmani sarvasa. Karanam gunasangasa sadasat janma jonishu. Krishna says, why one has become nicely situated, why one is situated, one man is, one living entity is eating very nicely, very nice foodstuff, and another animal is eating stool. This is not accidental. This is not accidental. Karmanāda yonatrena. Because one has acted in such a way that he has to eat stool. He must eat. But the maya, the illusory energy is so clever that while the animal is eating stool, he is thinking, I am enjoying heaven. This is called maya. By eating stool, he is thinking that he is enjoying heavenly pleasure. Unless he is covered by that ignorance, if he remembers that I was, in my previous life, I was human being and I was eating so nice foodstuff, now I am obliged to eat stool, then he cannot prolong. That is called prakhyapatmika asakti, maya. We forget. forgetfulness. So this forgetfulness is going on. Evaṁ sakarna patitaṁ bhava-vaitaranyam anyanna janma maram. Here is again, anyanna janma. Not only this birth, but another birth, another birth, another birth. You cannot say that this is the final or this is the beginning. No, that's not. Anyanna janma marana. In another body also, there is birth and death. As in this body, we have got birth and death. Similarly, in another body also, either I take my birth as Lord Brahma or a small insignificant ant. It doesn't matter. Any material body you take, there is birth and there is death. You may live, just like we are human beings, we may live for many years, 100 years, in comparison to the ant's life. Similarly, we may live 100 years, and Brahma is living for millions of years. It does not mean there is no death. Death must be there. One who has taken birth, he must die. Janma marana. And as soon as you take birth, all the material conditions, titapa jantana, adhyatthikadi, bhautikadi, daivi, you have to accept. There is no rescue. As soon as you take birth, janma marana, jara, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. As soon as you take birth, then you have to take jara, old age, and vyadhi, and disease, and last, marana. So we do not understand this. This is called ignorance, foolishness. Prahlad Maharaj Vaishnav, he understands this. That I am fallen in this miserable condition, evaṁ sakarma patitaṁ, by my own activities. Not only I, everyone in this miserable condition. No. Don't think that he is suffering, I am enjoying. I am also suffering. If I am not suffering now, I will have to suffer. Suffering must be there. This world is meant for suffering. Dukkhalayam masasatam. Krishna says, this is a place for suffering. You cannot enjoy. That is not possible. Dukkhalayam masasatam. Nāpnubanti mahātmāna. Saṁsiddhiṁ paramāgata. Unless you attain the complete perfection of life, saṁsiddhiṁ paramāgata, there is no question of stopping your miserable condition of life. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, pasyan janam saparavigraha vairam hajjam. And in each and every life, there will be this distinction. This is mine, and this is yours. You are my friend, you are my enemy, and I am your friend. This contradiction will go on. You cannot. That you see the whole world, they are sometimes fighting as enemies. And sometimes they are trying to make the United Nations. You see, practically. Sometimes boira, enemies, and sometimes maitra, friends. But this is all illusion. They will never become friendly. It is not possible. These contradictions will continue. Sapara bhairam. And create situation. You suffer, I suffer. I snatch your ears and you snatch my ears. That's all. You have seen the punishment between the two boys. So, we shall create this enmity and so-called frenzy. And then suffering, this is going on. Saparavairam hantiti paracara pitihi mulam. Mulam. We are all rascals. We are trying to create peaceful condition. It is not at all possible, peaceful condition. This rascal must know it clearly. That there cannot, by your manufacturing, some League of Nations or United Nations, It is not possible. The new earth we have seen, the new United Nations, and every year a flag is increasing. Another flag. Where is United? Increasing the flags. That means disunity. I don't agree. Therefore we think that we are making good arrangement to live peacefully, and we shall live peacefully. Where is peace? You have to die. You don't want to die, you have to die. You don't want disease, you must suffer from disease. You don't want to become old man, you must become old man. So where is your happiness? This is all foolishness. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Hanti iti chapara pitrihi mura. We are rascals, fools. So we are suffering in this way. Kindly save us. Thank you.
Jaya.